Let's go and have a chat with Scott Brunton. Scott has, along with his father, a heap of runners on Launceston Cup Day. Morning to you, Scott. You've got plenty today. Yeah, good. I think you've been counting them this morning, mate, to make sure that you've got floats for all of them. How many are running for you?
We've got 18 runners today.
18 between you and your dad?
Yes. Yeah, it's a big team.
Big team. And look, these are big race days, so you obviously target these days.
Absolutely. They're very important for us, for the locals, to try and get a piece of the money. The big money that's on offer on these race days is phenomenal for us. So we always try and make it a point to race well on the day and see if we can get a result.
Understand. Mate, on the cup, you've got three under your own banner and your dad's got up cups there carrying top weight. Mate, Count DaVinci and also Big Peg, they both go there off winning form. Are they the main two in that race outside Gladstone?
Yeah, look, Big Peg might be up against it. She's a big class rise for her, but she's a terrific stayer, and if she gets the right running transit, she's going to be a chance. But Count DaVinci's an exceptional galloper. I think he'd hold his own anywhere in Australia. Well, we're still learning a lot about him. I think we're only having our eighth run with him today.
Yep.
So he's a very promising horse. He's won six or seven since he came from New Zealand. He's just a really nice horse. He's been hit hard with the penalty. He got 3.5 kilo penalty going into the Launceston Cup, which I thought was pretty harsh. But it is what it is, and we've prepared him well. He looks terrific, and he's going there in great order.
His racing pattern with that wide draw, how do you see that today for David Prize, the rider?
Yeah, look, he's very quick out of the machines. He's a roll-forward type horse on the speed. So, look, I don't see it posing too much of a problem. As long as he's quick out again today, he'll roll across pretty quick from that gate, and I'd say he'd be in the first three after a couple of 100 metres.
And we shouldn't ignore Gladstone. Goes in, hasn't won for a few starts, but he's also drawn, well, he's drawn alongside Count DaVinci.
Yeah, got the two outside draws. So, but he's very quick himself. He led the Hobart Cup field up. Him and Miss Hissy will probably take up the lead, and I'd say GG's Baritone and Count DaVinci would be third and fourth. So I think it'll be a truly run race. It might be a war of attrition, tougher survives.
Just listening to you though, with the right run, Count DaVinci might be just too strong off his form. A big jukes there for Darren Weir, and you can never underestimate Weiries. But your horse is up and going.
Yeah, he's up and going. He's going well. Darren Weir is obviously very smart. He's obviously got a lot of time for the horse. His run was very good at Hobart. Probably got a little bit lost when they had to go to the outside fence in the straight. So I count it as a very serious threat. I think it's the hardest to beat. But, I'm very happy with mine.
What about the Lord DaVinci, back in the previous race, race 7 today? You've drawn a much better barrier in this race.
Yeah, absolutely. He's going fantastic. This is his last run for the prep. He's a very, very good galloper. He just needs his run spaced out a little bit more than I'd like to have done the last couple of runs. He's had 2.5 weeks into this one, which I think is suitable, and I've had to do very little with him coming back from the 1400. He's a top-class galloper in the state, and he goes up against some handy open handicappers, but he's very, very good.
And what about the stablemate, Isawa, number 4 in that race? Up-and-coming horse. Yeah, I mean, you've spoken so well about Lord DaVinci. How do you see this horse?
Look, he's an outstanding galloper. He has a lot of trouble with his legs and things like that, so he races very sparingly. Paddy Payne sent him over to me a bit over 12 months ago and said that if I mucked around with him here at the beach, we'd have good success. And he won, I think he won 6 or 7 in a rare patch of form back there probably about 6 or 8 months ago. He's going fantastic. Just had some problems with him, but... Look, it's no claims today, so he probably doesn't get far enough away from the top weight to be a real serious winning threat.
Understand. Mate, we're not going to go through them all, but I've got to mention Hell of a Street. You've got a hell of a job beating Admiral again, but we know off the last start that this horse is certainly capable of doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a terrific galloper, mate. Admiral's beat him a couple of times, but only been by short margins, but they have been at Launceston. So, you know, that's Admiral's favourite track. He's just such a fantastic galloper, Admiral. He's a credit to Barry Campbell and his staff. He does fantastic. But our bloke's there to beat him today, and we're confident we can.
Yeah, fantastic. Mate, you've got stacks of good hopes all in those feature races. Is there something else that our listeners can be following from your big stable today?
Yeah, look, I've got a mare having a third start today called No Money, No Honey. She goes from maiden to class one grade, but I think she's a very, very smart galloper on the way up. So got a lot of time for her, and I think she'll be very, very hard to beat.
Okay, David Perez takes the ride there. That's race four, number four, at 1:48. Race four, number four. Mate, I better let you go. You got the kid in the car. You're off to the races. Good luck, mate. I hope it's a day of great memories.
Beautiful. Thank you very much, Andrew. Really appreciate it.
Good on you, Scott. Scott Brunson there. And in the cup, Count DaVinci is the second pick at $3.90 behind Big Duke at $2.10. The Launceston Cup at $4.17 this afternoon.